Fifth grade girl assembles chemo comfort bags for cancer patients in honor of grandfather. By Nick Gilbertson on February 18, 2022. A 10-year-old girl from upstate New York is making comfort bags for chemotherapy patients in honor of her late grandfather, whom she watched battle pancreatic cancer. Sophie Enderton, a fifth grader from Niagara County, hatched the idea a few months back when her grandfather, Terry, was in the midst of his treatments, WQRZ reported. Sophie and him were very close, said Jillian Enderton, Sophie's mother. She was grandpa's girl, his only granddaughter. He would tell Sophie stories about their family history. And they often took rides in his red Corvette, WQRZ reports. He would pick her up from school in it, Jillian told Fox News Digital. Sophie loved seeing him waiting for her. In October, Terry was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And he explained to Sophie what the treatment is and why it can take such a toll on patients. So the 10-year-old decided to make chemo comfort bags for her grandfather and other patients undergoing treatment, Fox News Digital reports. Her family pitched in on the effort, and Sophie created crocheted bags that included pillows, blankets, some of which her great-grandmother crocheted, cozy socks, snacks, tea, and games, according to WQRZ and Fox News Digital. She fashioned 10 bags, and in early December, she donated them to the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, where her grandfather was receiving treatment. Sadly, Terry lost his battle with pancreatic cancer just days later on December 15. I think he would be very proud of me, Sophie said of her grandfather. Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center thanked the 10-year-old for her tremendous work in a Facebook post. Thank you, Sophie. We're inspired by and grateful for your kindness, the hospital said. Sophie is continuing her effort to provide comfort for chemotherapy patients. She is aiming to produce 20 chemo comfort bags for both pediatric and adult cancer patients by the end of next month to commemorate Terry's birthday, Fox News Digital reports. Her community is rallying around Sophie's missions by donating money and items to be included in her next comfort bags, to which she hopes to add personalized cards. Sophie told Fox News Digital that it feels so nice to see the difference she is making in the lives of patients. She is entertaining the idea of working with nonprofit organizations when she is an adult, just like her mom. She likes to be in charge. So, she'll be good at that, Jillian told Fox. I'm part of a few nonprofit committees in our community. So maybe, hopefully, she wanted to follow in my footsteps a little bit. I don't think I was as aware as she is of what's going on.